When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right. That'll click you through the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And golly, back in the studio again, 2 weeks in a row. This is kind of cool. And looking over my shoulder, it's a quiet, kind of cloudy morning here in the great Pacific Northwest, but I think it's going to get better. And I'll let you know who's here today. As I was going to say, as always, but that wasn't true last week. But he is back in the saddle. That would be Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan, and welcome. Welcome back.
Good morning, Martha, and thank you. And I guess I could say I'm like hand sanitizer. I'm here 99.9% of the time.
Well, that's probably true. But, you know, you are a traveling man. You know, the traveling guy, because, but I don't think you went as far away from home as you, you know, you're usually you're back east visiting family. Mm-hmm. I think this time you were on the east side of the mountains here in this state. Weren't you over in Cle Elum area?
Yeah.
And you went for a wedding, didn't you?
That's correct.
So who got married and how was it?
One of my friends from high school, a good longtime friend that we've stayed in touch with that. And me and other people in our friends group were part of the wedding party for him. So we were all groomsmen. And we headed over last weekend to Cle Elum for his wedding. Well, and it is that time of my generation where everybody is getting married or having kids and nowhere else to travel but east unless I'm going to Alaska, which I do have family in, but all of them have taken care of like the getting married stuff. So the rest is all on the east side.
All right. So first I was going to, you said everybody I know is getting married or having kids. I wanted to chime in saying, except you. So Any is there any, should we be getting ready for you to do something? I mean, we
it's
don't
a work in progress.
Okay. I mean, I haven't asked you about that. I probably should.
Maybe another time.
Do you have
time.
Any significant others in your life?
I do. And
that, oh, you do? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, one, that sounds like that deserves a little pursuing. But I was also going to say the wedding. When was the wedding?
Last weekend on Saturday and went through Sunday and then Friday was rehearsal. So very busy weekend. And
Well, maybe that explains it. Because I have to say, last week on the air, of course, David Brown filled in for you. And he did a great job. But I have to say I did a little whining starting the show because, you know, in the past when you've traveled, it was family and for the babies and all that, you kind of included me and you, like, text me a picture and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Crickets this time.
Well, I'll tell you.
So I figure he was too busy to send Aunt Martha any photos. So I was whining last week. So David and I we didn't know what you were doing and how the wedding went. We just had to assume. So just so you know, I missed a little text, you know.
I wish I could have done that to you,
something
too. But here's the scoop: we were at the Cattle Barn Ranch in Cle Elum, so kind of a rural area off a lot of country roads. My signal wasn't really all that great.
Oh, I see. So that's the excuse: you didn't have
a
signal.
They were set in a location or a venue where it's they kind of let you do your own setup of the venue. It's like some person owns this barn ranch house type thing.
Yeah.
And so you do all the setup, like the tables and stuff like that, and you're responsible for pretty much all of that. So we were busy setting up tables and, you know, the arbor and then the seats for people to sit at. Yeah, it was quite a busy weekend. And in the middle of it all, too, since it's a cattle barn ranch, we had some cattle take a stroll through the mine.
Did you have cows walk through the wedding?
And, well, not just walk through, but also donated some manure.
Uh-oh.
So
and cow pies.
We had to clean up all of that.
Oh, geez. That's not like cleaning up horse apples, which is pretty easy.
No.
Cow pies are a whole different ballgame.
Right. And I learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
So, pretty busy weekend and doing all that. I wish I could have gotten a chance to send you some messages, but it was just jam-packed all weekend.
Well, I figured you were busy in there. That's a good excuse, so we'll let you off the hook this time. But so bottom line, they got married and everything went well, cow pies and all, and
yeah,
happy campers. Okay. Wonderful.
Must be a good omen if there's cow pies or something. I don't know.
All right. And then in her moodlet studio, Stacy Buck is here. Good morning, Stacy.
Morning, Martha.
How church, because it seems like everything was weird today. We're all a little late today, even Stacy. And so did church run over?
No, it was pretty. I was my usual late.
Oh, okay. I guess I must have been paying closer attention.
Anyway.
I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you.
We have another amazing follow up report on our little baguette.
Cute
friend. Oh God, she's. Stacy sent us a report and a picture of her little Frenchie bags.
Mm.
I got to tell you, that's the biggest problem with Frenchie. You know I'm writing a whole new book because they're being challenging for me. They're so darn cute. I mean, you just look at his little face, and it's the cutest little thing you've ever seen. Oh, my gosh. He is so cute. Anyway, we'll tell you about what's going on there. And it is the third Sunday of the month, and we are in keeping with our schedule. So that means it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and Talk with Your Animals or Human Loved Ones on this side or the other, and Personal Awareness Coaching with Natasha Venter. And even Natasha made the trip down, so she's in the studio.
Yes.
So good morning,
welcome,
Natasha.
Welcome. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Welcome back to Animal World. And Nathan doesn't know, but even Natasha chimed in last week and called in for some tune-up with Dr. Nels and Linda.
I see that in our call log here.
Yeah, June was a month of car walk. It was an amazing walk. I just, it was an amazing place to be.
Yep. So,
and not in always in a good place.
Well, the energy's been real crazy, and of course we'll talk about that. And astrologically, there's been all kinds of stuff going on. I mean, we had a big full moon this last week, and
another planet going into retrograde. And I haven't even really tuned into who, what, where, when right now because it's just been so much things right in front of us that it's been hard to actually sometimes tune into the other scenarios.
Well, we still have to officially start the show, so you can start tuning in now.
I will. I've actually already tuned in. I'm well tuning in. It's just the logistics of, what planet is it? I know what it's doing to us, but it's not necessarily which planet it is.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. But, it just seems like a whirlwind to me. Time is going so fast. And crazy. Anyway, We are here, glad to be here, and I'm here to report that it's a cloudy morning here, no sun, maybe a titch of blue sky here or there, but I understand that it's going to stay this way all morning, so you have permission to stay in the house, get your coffee or tea, and hang out with us, and then we'll confirm this with Nathan and see if it's correct, but last night they said the sun wasn't going to come out till between 12 and 2. So I figured, okay, see, well, just all hang with us and listen to Animal World, then when we're done, the sun will come out, and you can go outside and work in the yard, do all that good stuff. So, Nathan, how'd I do on the weather report?
Hey, you should take it over from now on. That was pretty much spot on. We're going to have gradually clearing skies throughout the day. High will get just right below 70 at 69 degrees, and that'll hang out for the afternoon, then start to cloud up again overnight. So definitely the afternoon is when you'd want to take care of your outdoor things and expect maybe just a slight chance of a shower overnight, too.
Yeah, well, and it didn't rain last night. It rained the night before because I was going to, if it stayed dry and dried out, that I was going to mill, you know, the lawn yesterday. But it rained Friday night, so that was my excuse that I didn't have to do it yesterday. Didn't rain last night. At least, you know, the pavement was dry, but who knows by the time I get home. But it's supposed to, this is just a little glitch in summer, because the weather's supposed to be coming back, supposed to be like 80 by the middle of the week, right? And aren't we supposed to have a pretty dry, nice week for the rest of the week?
That's how it seems, especially from Tuesday on, and nothing really too much above 80, though. I mean, that's going to be the peak temperatures during this week.
Yeah. Well, I found out when it got, we've had one little minor heat wave for like 3 days when it got hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I discovered during that time that it's been so cold and so wet through the winter that I can no longer handle the heat that I used to. So like 70 is good for me. 75, yeah. But when it got up over 80, I was like, no, so I'm definitely a Northwesterner at heart and happy for the cooler temperatures. You know, my friends that moved down to Phoenix, Arizona in the fall, they're paying their dues now, because now they're paying for all the perfect weather they had through the winter. And, because it's up, you know, in the triple digits and yeah. was like over 110 this week. But one of my two friends, one of her favorite things is thunderstorms. And so, boy, she was sending messages last night. They were having a huge thunderstorm in Phoenix. And I think my Krista posted that she hadn't seen storms and thunder like this since she grew up in Texas, you know, decades ago. And so my friend Rhonda was a real happy camper last night with everything. And it even rained a little bit. And it was and a little rain in Phoenix is like such a big deal that it's worth a little video and posting on Facebook. It's raining. It's like, oh, that's a miracle. Okay, well, I guess here we should post the sun, because that's what we don't recognize. Is the sun up here, because we're real used to the rain. But anyway, thunderstorms and a titch of rain in Phoenix yesterday, which was last evening. All righty. So let's see. We got time to, how about, we've got so many things here to touch base on. And of course, we'll have open phone lines. So we'll be happy to take your phone calls throughout the show. And you, of course, can call in with questions for either one of us and or for a personal reading with Natasha. And, I'll give you phone lines now just in case anybody is in a hurry and wants to get in with a question early. We won't get to immediately, but, by the bottom of the hour here, 9:30, if you want to interrupt, we certainly can do that. So anyway, phone lines today. Local number 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com.
And I know for me that I have people start opening up their connection by communication, talking to me. And it's like, oh my gosh, spirit's right here, giving me information, past lives, a lot of different things. So it's been interesting in how uniquely open the universe is to helping us right now.
Yeah, and often, you know, if you're very intuitive, you often get hints and start picking up things before the actual time. Mm-hmm. So that may be what you're talking about, that you're getting some senses of
yes, and it's basically my guides telling me they're doing this is happening to them because of clear.
Cool. Well, if you'd like to know what's going on with you, Natasha's here, and we would be delighted to speak with you throughout the show. Alrighty then, let's go ahead and officially start the show. And if you haven't been around for that before, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, and then I have a pile of affirmations we do to kind of spiritualize us up for the day, for the week. And let's get started. And I'm extra spiritualized up today because yesterday or last evening was the Kriya initiation at the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And so I zoomed in for that. And gosh, I always feel like a gazillion percent better after Kriya. And so I am ready to go here. I'm going to start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right. Now, for us human animals, it is the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty, that's our prayers for the day. Now, got a pile of affirmations here, and this part of the show, of course, is voluntary. You can say these affirmations with me out loud or silently along with me, or not at all. It's completely up to you. But many of you use them daily as I do, so you're welcome to use these affirmations. And I remind you now, which I sometimes forget to do, you know, you can do affirmations for yourself. You can do affirmations for your family or your friends. You can do affirmations for your animal friends. And so I not only do affirmations for myself every day, I also do them for my animals. So keep that in mind. All righty. We are going to start with affirmation number one. And this affirmation we do for ourselves as individuals. Here we go. I say each of them out loud three times. Affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right. Affirmation number two. This is one we do for ourselves as kind of an animal world family, for all of ourselves. And this one comes from Linda Rasmussen, our best practitioner, because she often does an affirmation, gives you one after she works on you. And this came from that stuff, and it's so powerful. I use it every day, and so do a lot of our listeners. So you're welcome to continue using it yourself. And this one we do for all of ours. Here we go. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now, this one is for all of us as well. And this one is a great one to get in the right frame of mind and attitude and before you go out in the world, so you're spreading health and well-being rather than going out in fear. And this comes to us from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga in Italy. All right, here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. All righty then. Now we have the affirmation that Natasha has contributed to us, and this one I find particularly helpful with, remember, all the energy and everything that's going on that Natasha referenced Well, this helps me kind of deal with it.
How you really use this around the full moon.
Oh, yeah.
I said it like four or five times that day, I think.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty, I think we'll wait to conclude until we do our last affirmation. And this one, of course, comes from Ananda Worldwide, and it is the Warriors of Light affirmation. And oh man, do we need this energy everywhere on the planet? Not only here, but all around. And so let's imagine sending the love and the light all over the planet, and you know, peace on Earth and all that good stuff that we'd really like to see. Here we go, three times. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om, peace. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All right, and now to conclude the whole ritual, Dr. Nell's contribution, cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Phew. And then if you're doing like I do, you just turn everything in your life over to God, whatever you want to call it, Divine Mother. And, oh, it makes such a huge difference. Mm-hmm. Such a huge difference. I mean, a majorly huge difference. I mean, I had something huge going on with my Robbie Golden. And, you know, it starts to affect my animals, man. It affects me a whole lot more than my stuff. And it was serious. I needed to deal with it right away. I had no clue how it was all going to work out. And if I let my mind go into the worst case scenario, there was a lot there. I didn't do that. I don't allow myself to do that anymore. When I just said, okay, I'm just turning it over to my mother, but all in your hands, and I will listen, pay attention, and follow my guidance. Whoa, whiplash! I mean, within a few days, everything fell together, avalanche. So overwhelming that, I mean, I'm eternally grateful. Anyway, it really, really works. I don't have time to explain all the details to all of you. You have to trust me on this, and okay, it may shake out as you know, the shows go on. But, I mean, this was so dramatic. I mean, it truly was whiplash. Truly, truly whiplash. It happened so quickly and so divinely, and I'm so grateful. Okay, so how about let's get grateful to our advertisers and take care of them before we go too long, and then we'll get to the list. So how about... Well, we'll come back. I'll look. Oh, we've been getting away with no bad news or, you know, questionable news for a while. Now, 2 weeks in a row, we got recalls. But this one is even more minor than last week. But we did a recall last week, and a caller called in and said, I'm so glad you mentioned that because I've, mm-hmm. you know, anyway. So we'll mention it, but it's minor. And then we'll delve in more to what's going on energetically and all of that and get some advice and help from Natasha. and knock off all the things we need to talk about. And of course, we've got open phone lines. So if any of you are in serious need of chatting with either one of us and you need to do it sooner rather than later in the show, you can call anytime, 425-373-5527. All right, stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Natasha Venter is here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk, 1150 on AM, 98.9 HD3 on HD, 1150KKNW.com on the web.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling with this week's edition of Animal World, and we are here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen, who I mentioned earlier. From, you can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com. And she is our best bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner. And, of course, you can see her in her office at the Interspace facility, the old Rainier Brewery. Or she can work with you remotely. And she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you. All you got to do is call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. And she would be delighted to give you a free session in person or remotely, your choice. The number to call to get a free session with Linda Rasmussen is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. Remember, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is back in business at the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. And you can call and make an appointment to see her in person and experience the gong room and all the wonderful acutonics and chiropractic and the great sound and energy healing work that she does. All you got to do is call her at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And we've got great rates. You get interviews and links on the website. So All you got to do is shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or pick up your phone and call me, 360-217-7258. All righty. And then I mentioned Linda Rasmussen and the free session that she's doing. And just because, you know, Natasha's here, and Natasha, the second Sunday of the month, of course, is our best Sunday. And Dr. Nels Rasmussen and his sister Linda Rasmussen, who I've been talking about, are in the studio with us doing free remote treatments for animals or, you know, our mm-hmm. listeners and both. Well, you took advantage of that last week and
yes.
called in. So I just thought you could say something, let people know, you know, Natasha, who's so gifted, intuitive in all of that and so forth, she takes advantage of this. So it's Linda mm-hmm. and Nels can be really helpful, can't they? And balancing things and.
Yeah, very much so. My husband, who is my dog and my husband are very attached to each other. And I am connected with my dog, too, because we communicate very well. Yet we were all going through immense change of, you know, funerals and my husband's job. Ownership changed in the business. Dog got sprayed by a skunk at the same time.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
At the same time that, you know, we just came back from one trip being through the grief process. And then my husband took off that same morning. My dog got sprayed by a skunk. And then, you know, it's just been the only way I could put it is it's been a car wash of a month. And my dog she was off her feed. Oh, and then the 4th of July happened too. You know, and she's not bothered by fireworks, but she's not pleasant. She's not happy with them. But so it was just time. She was off her feed. You know, she wasn't wanting to eat. She was lethargic. I mean, she was fine if we were walking and doing things, but as soon as we went and got quiet, she would almost be depressed. And
so you called in both for your dog and
yes.
for you. And so
I was a tag along for the ride because my digestive system was off too.
And it was a remote treatment. So did it help?
Totally did. There's still, like if my husband would allow it, I would like my dog and my husband to get worked on together because there's those threads that are negotiating, but he's realizing how much his energy affects our dog, which is a great my dog is a great teacher for my husband.
Well, you know, I mean, that's kind of how they serve. They're great.
Exactly.
All of our animals are teachers for us if we would only listen and
yes,
pay attention.
And so it's been interesting how, you know, she's been a great teller for him that, you know, he even mentioned the words, you know, I know I've been down and I've been stressed and I can really see it in Cleo. So it's since he's come to that realization, things have shifted a lot in our home too. So
wonderful.
Yeah, it's
all
been
right,
a blessing.
So even the professionals get help from the professionals.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. It was a big help. She's
so anyway,
eating again.
If you'd like a free session with Linda to find out what we're talking about, just give her a call or text her at 206-841-1992. All righty then. Let's see. As I always say, phone calls take priority. So let's see. I'm just checking to see if there's anything here on my list. Oh, you know what? Let's just forego the music because I don't think we need any funeral music today. I'll just briefly mention the recall. Hopefully I will. And I had it all on my phone ready to go. And then, of course, it was gone. Okay, so it's Stormberg Foods recalls chicken strips and chicken crisp products for dogs. Stormberg Foods chicken strips and chicken crisps. Now, they've been distributed around the country, but the closest they got to us from what this says is like California. But we've got listeners around the area, so I'm just mentioning it. And if you feed any kind of chicken strips or chicken crisps to your dogs, you might want to pop on Facebook, go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World and check out this recall, which you can do with the recall post and link on the Animal World Facebook page, or you can just go to truthaboutpetfoods.com because that's my source and where I get and where these recalls are all listed. So there you go. All righty. So we got the bad news out of the way. So let's get back then to our phone calls, or let's start with our phone calls, right? So we are headed out to Salton, and Cindy, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Natasha Venter.
Hello, Cindy. Hello.
Morning, Cindy.
Oh.
How are things out in your neck of the woods?
I was called about my moles, or all the neighborhood pastures. It's really weird. Like, February and March, they were out.
Oh, you're talking about moles?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know you and I have talked about this off the air. We forgot to talk to you about it, Natasha. But this has been going on.
It was like 3 months or something.
Mostly since like coming out of winter into spring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And both Cindy and I noticed a really strange change in the moles' behavior out in our neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most of the moles in the yards, you know, they put up the mounds.
Yes.
Okay. I have moles around on my property, and kind of what I do, and I'm telling you this because it occurred to me that I don't know if this is involved or not, but it's kind of, it would be really woo-woo stuff if it is, but if they get around my patios and close enough to wherever my hose reaches, my rule is if you put up a mound, I'm watering it back down.
Mm-hmm.
So I just water, you know, I just get out the hose and I just water and water the dirt all the way back down and flood their runway. And over the time that they've kind of gotten used to that. So during the winter, they want to come towards the patio because I know they want to get under the concrete, I think, because it's warmer and they lay babies mm-hmm. under there. But I really had them there. There was no activity around the patios or all through the winter, and usually have to get after them a little bit, but none of that through the winter. And then spring happened, and I wasn't getting any mounds. No mounds.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was getting, sometimes they change, you know, you get the close, they come up close to the surface and make underground tracks, but stay under the grass.
Yes.
They don't put up the mounds, but they, and they were doing that all over the place. And so I first thought, my gosh, I have so educated them to watering them if they put up mounds that they've decided not to put up any more mounds, and they're going to mm-hmm. just do these under the surface trenches, which is kind of, you know, that has its own problems. But then I talked to Cindy, and the same thing was going on miles away at her house. She was getting no mounds either, and she was getting those tracks. Well, then we both started paying attention to the pastures around mm-hmm. us, because there are very few mounds anywhere where they normally are. And when people usually, because I pay attention mm-hmm. to what people do and all of that, and it's just been really strange, their behavior. And so now are you noticing a change in the mole's behavior or something else going on, Cindy?
Oh, yeah. As soon as I planted my corn, they went full blast. They're back to normal.
Oh, they started doing mounds again?
Yeah, they're back to normal.
And I was I didn't mention that because I was waiting to see what you said. My moles went back to normal about a week.
The ground got drier.
Is that so? What's going on? Why? Because it seemed like, did the mass consciousness of moles shift in our neighborhood, or was it a condition of?
It's a condition.
It was
of the
so
ground.
Wet. It was so wet. Is that what mm-hmm. did it?
As soon as you started talking, I heard water. The water level was higher, so there was just a difference in how they were negotiating. And I checked in with the Mole Nation, and they're saying, yeah, it was the water and the ground had a different vibration in it. The earth was going through some different vibrations during that time.
And see, Cindy's real sensitive, and you feel those shifts in vibrations, Cindy, don't you?
Yeah, and so there was a little bit of earthquake stuff going on through our mountains this last spring, or during the springtime. And so with that there was a vibration going on. But it was also the water level was pretty high. That I would say that was the first one. And then if you add on that our loving Earth was doing some shifts and changes.
Okay, isn't that amazing? See, now that's why I have an intuitive person, a psychic person come in. See, that brings it all together because, Cindy, doesn't that, that makes total sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it would be happening all around our areas and all of the molds. Because remember, we molded this winter and into the spring. You know, we didn't mm-hmm. have spring. It didn't start. And it was so wet for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still, now that's coming up on my other list of questions that has to do with this. Because I think the being so wet and with so little sun for so long, it's changed all kinds of patterns and messed up all kinds mm-hmm. of animals. So I'll have more questions about it. But that makes sense. The water table was high enough that there didn't make sense to put up mounds and they're coming right up to the surface, because if it's that wet, then all the worms mm-hmm. and everything come up to the surface.
Exactly.
So they'd be up working the surfaces. And lo and behold, you're absolutely right. It started to change when it really started to dry out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, that totally explains it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Just like for me, I've taken more trees out of my yard, voluntary trees out of my yard this spring than I have taken in the 20 years I've owned this property.
Wow.
Because everything's been, the nuts got so wet that they didn't get eaten, they got planted.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so there's lots of stuff growing.
There's lots of stuff growing.
All right, well, that explains all the mole stuff. Now, we got something else to talk about, don't we, Cindy?
Yep, crystal.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so crystal, and for any of you listening that haven't heard Cindy calling before, crystal is a black feral cat that Cindy discovered feral cats and litter kittens for neighbors and around and has been working with a group to kind of try to trap the ferals. And anyway, Crystal's the one that she was able to trap and get spayed back to all that kind of stuff, a trap, neuter, release. And so she's been released back, and it's been a number of weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
And Cindy sees her kind of more and more, and she's comes around the house and close and that kind of stuff. And it seems like she's living some of the time in one of the old barn and underneath the floor. And Cindy's found some places in there where she's going. And as it was getting nicer, she was going to make more places for her camp and hide. But then doesn't she disappear? She's got kind of a strange pattern going on, doesn't she?
Yeah, the whole time. It's probably since another she got let loose out of the house, it's been like 2 to 3 days, two days in a row, and then one day in a row, every week pretty much, just disappears somewhere. I was curious how far she goes. And
so she's there one day and disappears for two?
No, she disappears for two and back for one, 3 days a week, but 2 days at a time, and then one day at a time, and then back.
Okay, so what we want to know, Natasha, can you tune in and find out what's Crystal up to when she's not around?
She's got a huge territory.
Oh, okay.
She's got a huge territory, and remembering that she comes from generations of being feral.
Mm-hmm.
And so for her to wander off, it's...
No big deal?
No big deal. I actually get, when I see her, I almost look at her through the eyes of like a tiger. So she's very tigerish in her adventures of what's out here, what's going on, you know, and she almost takes care of the property in a way. You know, she likes to venture out and see what's going on. She wants to know more than she is one that is a recluse. She's more of an outgoer. That's why she could not stand the walls of a room. Because of the fact that she is so much of a
free
explorer.
Spirit?
Yeah, explorer. She's an explorer. So walls would not be able to hold her.
So she's just exploring her territory. Maybe she comes and is there for a day and mm-hmm. pigs out and eats what she needs to, and then she's off
going
filling
again.
In hunting mm-hmm. in the meantime
exactly.
and traveling all around and then coming back for. But so is Cindy's place. And Cindy, her home base now? I mean, does that feel like...
In a way, yes. In a way, it is. I actually can say the same thing about my cat now that you're mentioning it. That she spends one day where if I have the door open, she'll come in and out and eat quite a bit. And then the next day, she won't come in hardly at all and eat. And then another day, she'll come in and eat. So it's the ebb and flow of a tide almost.
Yeah, okay.
And I think she comes around, what I'm hearing is that she comes around a little bit more often than you see her.
Yeah.
But she is more out and about. She's got a big territory.
Does she go to the neighbors and get food? A lot of, it seems like she's going to a bunch of neighbors and getting food.
Yeah, she knows, she's an opportunist.
So she knows where it is.
She's very much of an opportunist.
All right, so do you see that pattern continuing, or do you see her staying closer to Cindy's place?
Yeah, and when it gets to be more winterish, she'll come home more.
Do you ever see her voluntarily wanting to come back into the house?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. But, I mean, Cindy did look out. She was on the porch.
Yeah.
And so I just told Linda, well, Cindy, open the door. Let it open. Invite her and tell her she's free to come and go. Mm-hmm. She won't be shut in anymore.
Yeah, she'll probably winter over more in the barn.
Okay. All right, Cindy, anything else you need to know?
No, that's a lot.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Have a good Sunday afternoon.
Yep, you too.
Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye. All righty, now let's keep Nathan happy and catch up on advertisers. And, of course, phone lines will continue to be open for the rest of the show, so you can pick up your phone and call anytime if you'd like to chat with me or Natasha, 425-373-5527. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right after we take care of what keeps us on the air. And, of course, be our advertisers. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Alternative Talk 1150, the talk of the sound.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, and we heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great information on the website, because they have wonderful supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, and the best cat vitamins, and cats just love them, and you can use them to get them to eat stuff. They're really, really good. And I could have had Cindy say them. Cindy shakes a little bag of the NuPro Nuggets she used to get her cat to come in. I don't think that Crystal's acclimated enough. I mean, she's not domestic enough to have. But anyway, the NuPro Nuggets are fabulous, and the dog supplement, I mean, absolutely the best skin and hair coat and all that good stuff. You can get it through any of the supplements through the website newprosupplements.com, or you'll find them on the shelf at many pet stores, so check them out. Alrighty then. I guess we can finishing up with just the weather. You know, it would seem, Natasha, that summer really is here, although we're not getting you know, high summer temps. I mean, I'm happy with the 70s, mm-hmm. works fine with me. And but I just wanted to caution everybody, because I had the same thing going on at my place. It is finally, at least in my neck of the woods, it is finally consistently above 50 degrees all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like last night, it went down into the 50s, but it didn't go below 50. So once the temperature stays above 50 degrees consistently, that's when you start to get the serious flea hatching going on. You know, larva eggs are out in the ground. If you had fleas last year, now's when they'll start popping up. Or, you know, if you have wildlife that has fleas. So now that it's consistently warm enough, you want to be paying attention. You know, it used to be, well, a few months ago when we're going into spring, that's when you'd be paying attention to catch the beginning, but it really didn't happen the way it usually does this year with the wet
that.
And weather. Yeah, so you want to be paying attention now. And I have to say twice last week, I think, I found a little teeny flea on Robbie's foot. And so it was like, okay, now I do, because I do have rabbit, well, you know, deer and all that, but I have rabbits that come through the dog yard, because of course I've taught Robbie that everybody's friends, so he doesn't even chase the rabbits. So they could have dropped a, you know, flea here or there, but it was, you know, tiny baby. And so then I started paying attention and flea combing everybody. And so far, nothing on the cats. You know, washed all the bedding and everything in the house, and then bathed Robbie and all that stuff. So, I think nipped it in the bud. See, if you catch it in time.
Yep.
See, then you can get those, when they pop on, you can get them and stop the cycle and not let it take hold. But if you had an infestation of fleas in your environment last year, or previous years, but last year would be the most critical, that means you would then have larvae and eggs and stuff in your ground, in the dirt and the grass, mm-hmm. areas. So the best solution to that is spraying the beneficial predatory nematodes. But you can't do that until the temperature's consistently above 50 or they'll die. So it's now time to do that. And you can get those nematodes at most garden stores, a lot of feed and grain stores, that sort of thing. They're, you know, microscopic. They are little, they're nematodes that come suspended in what you get, and then you water them over the ground, the grass, dirt areas. And you want to do it early in the morning or late in the evening when it's kind of damp, and then you water them in. And then these larvae, they eat the nematodes eat the larvae, fleas and crane flies and that kind of stuff. And if you do that, then they last 6 to 8 weeks. Sometimes if you had serious infestation and your property is just infested, you might have to spray them twice in the first season. But usually it's only once and you're good. And once you eliminate them in the outdoor environment, then all you got to do is pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't have to use all that chemical stuff. And now I'm seeing the commercials of, who's got the one that lasts the longest? Well, holy mackerel, did you see that now? You can give your dog a teeny little chewy. They swallow. And it kills everything that gets on them for 3 months.
Can you imagine what that does to their? I gotta keep.
Thank you. Please say that because Natasha's choking in her chair when she feels the energy of what this does inside our animal's body. Now I know it's easy, and that's why because the vast majority of people these days and they're doing this stuff with their dogs. But that means it's really kind of tamped down the flea population. So it means those of you that are aware and don't want to chemically do that to your animals, you just have to pay attention, and then we can do the natural stuff and not have the problem.
Yep.
So I feel the way I do about the chemical stuff, you know, and this, there's the spot on, there's the oral stuff, but the commercials I'm seeing the most right now are for an oral one that lasts for 12 weeks. And it's like one little thing, no big deal. And 12 weeks is going to kill everything.
It's, you know, you think about the digestive system, you know, the natural, you know, bacterias that are in the guts and what it's doing to the guts, then it's not necessarily that it would be probably something that would kill an animal or anything like that, but there's still that dis-ease.
It's
not like disease, but it's dis-ease of the body. And we notice our dogs may be a little bit more itchy, or, you know, the digestive system, you know, their poop is off, or there's something that is just not quite right.
Yeah, there can be subtle negative influences that you might not equate to that. But I see issues with it all the time. And I used to every once in a while use a spot on with Robbie. I used to do it before I went to the ocean, just so, you know, he wouldn't pick up stuff when we were out there and so exposed. But the last time I did that a few years ago, he had a reaction to it. So I was like, okay, you know, even once a year, you're not getting it.
I do use a certain brand on the neck, but I do walk my dogs through trails where there's deer and that kind of stuff. And I don't do it every 30 days either. I do it when I need it. But I use the peroxide, or there's a flea stuff that I can get it like at my farmer's market. That's in a tube, and I just sprinkle that on my carpet.
Yeah, that would be like Fleego.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that dehydrates them, and that's a great. But there are lots of great natural products.
I have found that one time I had a cat that was very ill, and he brought in some fleas, and he slept in a certain room, and I had that Fleego, and I put it on the carpet, and it was like amazing.
it makes a huge difference.
It does.
And so there's lots of great things that you can do. I'm just putting out the alert to you that if you thought the time to pay attention for fleas was over.
No.
It's for a lot of areas. It's just now, like in my neighborhood and Cindy's neighborhood, it's just now that it's warm enough for them to really consistently hatch. So you really got to be paying attention. And the other thing, of course, is, now that it's getting a little warmer, even on a 70-degree day, remind you again, it only takes 10 minutes, even with the windows partially rolled down in your car, to get hot enough to start cooking your dog or your kids. So please pay attention. And especially,
it's humid.
The humidity is much greater this year, and that makes it more unpleasant and harder to deal with. And so your dogs, it just requires being wise. Don't take them. Or be very wise about what you do if you do take them. And if you're transporting young children around, please put some kind of an automatic reminder to you. If your child's in the back seat, put your purse back there, put your wallet back there, put your phone or something back there that you have to get before you get out of your car, even if you're on automatic pilot. Because if you do that every time, you won't forget your kids there. And how many times does that happen every year, Natasha? Way too many.
Too many.
All right. So that's Aunt Martha off her soapbox, because we're almost to the top of the hour. And you know what that means. It's time to dance and exercise. And of course, we know from Diane's chiropractor that the best way to exercise at home is dancing. So that's what we're doing. And y'all are helping me, because Martha's got to be able to fit back into some of her pants. So, you know, with the whole pandemic and everything, I haven't been exercising as much. I think maybe a lot of us haven't. So this gets us up, gets our juices flowing, gets us energized up for the day and the week. And you need to know that dancing is required. So, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Or you can get up on your feet, dance with us, join the love train. I'm going to cruise through your house, pick you up. And while we're doing the love train, we're going to spread that love and light all over the planet. Okay, this country, all over the country, Europe, remember Ukraine and Russia. Let's see, peace and good vibes everywhere. Love and light, the most powerful energies on the planet. Let's see it spreading everywhere and affecting everyone in a positive way. So here we go. I energize up the love train with the Yogi Energization Prayer. Here we go. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And it's coming up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues till noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.